Salute, salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. We back in the building. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, the Retro Rick Podcast at gmail.com. We here a couple days after the 4th. Relaxing. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all enjoyed your 4th. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all kicked your feet up. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all had a good day, man, doing whatever it is you like to do. Salute to you. I just came back in the crib not too long ago. Me and my son was at home. I took my son to the parking lot so we could drive our remote control cars. You know what I mean? So we did that joint. I just actually ordered me one too, man. I just ordered me a new body because my body on my joint looking type crazy. You know what I'm saying? I done flipped that joint. I done flipped my joint many a times, man. You know what I'm saying? I done flipped my joint many a time. So I'm pulling up next to my son. His shit clean. You know what I mean? His shit shining. My shit is twisted. So I just ordered. Before I jumped on the pod and shit, I just ordered a new body for my joint. And I think I'm going to try and get a new motor too. I'm going to stop by the Hobby Town tomorrow and get a new motor. If y'all into like remote control cars and shit is fun, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit is fun, yo. Go check them out, man. Go grab you a car, man. You know what I mean? You can mod it up, change it up, do what you want to do with it. They definitely fun, man. Shout out my man Troy. He got some shit. But yeah, yo. So last week I had Rain on the episode, man. Rain 910. Salute the Rain. You know, he came through, chopped it up with me. You know what I'm saying? We was talking music. And, you know, I want to keep that going. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a hip-hop mood. Hip-hop turned 50 this year. And I've been putting this episode off for a while. But I was like, you know what? Let me bang this out. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do an episode about my top 50 favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to run down this list that I got here. It's not in order. You know what I'm saying? Only thing that's in order is I started with 50. You know what I'm saying? So 50 is just my GOAT, my personal GOAT of GOATs, favorite rapper of all time. You know, that's just goes without saying. So, but the rest after that is just, it's no particular order. And I'm sure that if I sit long enough, I might could swap out a couple. But for the most part, these is my top 50 favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So, I'm going to run down this list. And, you know, we're going to chop it up. Again, shout out to my man Rain, Rain910. That's his Instagram handle. You know what I'm saying? Go follow the music. Go follow him. You know what I'm saying? If you rap, get a verse, get a beat. You know what I'm saying? He can hit you with either or, man. Reach out to him. Super dope artist. Let's get into this. We're going to set it off with 50, man. 50 is my favorite rapper. The GOAT of GOATs. I don't put anyone above 50 in music. You know, 50, you know, I say it all the time, 50 been my favorite rapper since 1999. You know what I'm saying? I was working out, I was doing some camp counseling with my uncle in the summer. You know what I'm saying? Me and my cousins or whatever the case, we was in the car. It might have been 6-7 o'clock in the morning. They played How to Rob on the radio. That was my first time hearing it. I'm like, yo, this is my favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? I just said, like, yo, this is my favorite rapper. And after that, you know what I'm saying? I just followed his career. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. He ended up signing with Eminem, who was at that time and still is another one of my favorite rappers. So I was hyped. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, this is in no order. Only thing I started off with was 50 because he is my personal favorite rapper of all time. So started with 50. AZ. I don't think many people talk like AZ. You know what I'm saying? AZ got it. You know what I'm saying? AZ got it from the style to the voice to the slang to the aura. You know what I'm saying? He like a total package MC. And even right now, he's still fire. He still put out quality music. You know? And it's, like I said, it's not many that talk like him. You know what I mean? It's not many that talk like him. Like, then we go to Nas. Nas, you know, to me, Nas and AZ, man, they like one and the same. You know what I'm saying? They both talk. I'm personally still waiting on the Nas and AZ album. I don't know why that hasn't happened. Like, that's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that I don't like about hip hop, man. Cause certain joints is supposed to happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I wish 50 and Hov did more joints. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real joints. You know what I mean? Like, I understand they did the Reebok commercial and that, and then they did the Forbes joint. But, like, I'm talking about, like, real, like, yo, get on a couple joints. You know what I mean? But make it worth something, man. You know, nowadays, everybody, when they do features and shit, they do it so much, like, shit is not even exciting. You know what I mean? But I'm still waiting on the Nas and AZ, man. For real. They gotta figure it out. Like, I don't understand how y'all didn't give the people an album yet, man. You know? Yeah, but Nas, like, come on, man. Nas did Illmatic when he was, like, 18, 19 years old. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, what are we talking about here? Method Man, ill. Method Man is another one of my favorites, man. Like I said, man, he got legendary songs, legendary verses, come from a legendary group. He got a legendary style. You know what I'm saying? So Method Man is on there. You know, Mr. Cheeks. Method Man got a rapper voice too. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got a rapper voice. A lot of people don't got rapper voices. You know what I'm saying? Method Man got an ill rapper voice. Mr. Cheeks. Come on, man. Legal Drug Money alone gotta put him on the top 50. You understand? I understand that Lost Boys was a group, but you know, he was the head of that group, the main vocalist, the main rapper. You know what I'm saying? I always liked Mr. Cheeks. You know what I'm saying? I always liked his style. I thought he was ill. And even to this day, like, I still like Cheeks. You know what I'm saying? And salute to Mr. Cheeks, because I think he followed me on Instagram, too. Lloyd Banks. Banks is Banks. You know what I'm saying? The PLK. Banks done said a lot of shit, man. Like, Banks done said a lot of shit, man. You know, when he first started coming out with the G-Unit, he was just something different, man. You know what I'm saying? I remember they was comparing him to Fab and Cassidy. But, you know, he's always been my favorite. He's super dope, super talented. You know what I'm saying? He cut back on the punches, but he's still fire. Sticky Fingers from the Onyx, fire. Sticky Fingers is fire. Now listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you're a hip-hop head, pause this podcast, go listen to Sticky Fingers' Black Trash album, the autobiography of Kirk Jones. Go listen to that album and then come back, and then you know exactly why he's on this list. That is one of the most creative, slept-on albums ever created, period. I'll stand on that. I will put that album up against whatever you think is creative, and we can battle it out. That is one of the most creative albums ever, and it rarely gets talked about. I've seen it pop up, and I've seen people mention it in a few debates and things like that. But every time I talk music with somebody, I make it a point to ask them about slept on albums just to see if they're going to mention this album. This album is super, super fire. You know what I'm saying? And if you know Sticky, you know he got movies where they all rapping, you know, instead of talking, you know what I'm saying? So Sticky Fingers is Sticky Fingers. He's super dope, super creative. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z. Jay-Z is Jay-Z, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he's one of them. He's one of them, you know. We can't take nothing away from Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely one of the greatest of all time. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? He's probably on everybody's list for the most part. Ice Cube, one of my favorites from the West. Legendary. You know what I'm saying? He kicked in the door for a whole new genre. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, his pen was behind that NWA wave. You know what I'm saying? Him and a couple others. You know, one of the most ruthless and legendary diss songs ever written was done by this man. And like I said, man, with what they did with that NWA and gangsta music, come on, man. And he got legendary albums. Ice Cube talks. Like, he's really nice. So definitely one of my favorites on the West. One of my favorites of the South, T.I. T.I. talks. You know what I'm saying? T.I. talks. We can't act like he don't talk. My favorite T.I. album is probably T.I. versus Tip. For some reason, I really like that album. Like, it's something about that album that I think is just fire. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, he's one of my favorite artists from the South. Then we got DMX. Come on, man. What can we say about the dog, man? The dog's the dog. He wasn't even a puncher. You know what I'm saying? That's the crazy part. He'd get in there, chew your head off, and he wasn't even a puncher. Like, DMX was something different. You understand what I'm saying? Like, for real. Go listen to them first three. Everybody be talking about, yo, when he doubled up and did the album, two albums in 1 year, man. And then there was X, man, is fucking fire, yo. Like, that shit is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, DMX got work. And he's, like I said, he ain't punch, man. He just come through with a whole different perspective, man. You know what I'm saying? Gritty, raw. And I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that pain, man, that was just something different at the time. So DMX is another one of my favorites of all time. You know what I'm saying? You know, we take it from the dog to another dog, Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Another one of my favorite West Coast artists. Arguably one of the most, you know, legendary debut albums ever. You know what I'm saying? Some people will argue it. You know what I'm saying? Doggy Style is definitely one of them. Snoop is definitely one of them. And to this day, he's still one of them. Because you know Snoopy. I think he might be the most famous rapper in the world. Snoop got his hand in everything. And it's dope to see because he came out at such a young age. And he's here now still. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 92 when he dropped Doggy Style. Kevin Gates. Believe it or not, Kevin Gates is one of my favorite rappers. Like, top five. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I just say fuck it and make a top five favorite rappers, he's on there. He's on that list. When I say that and I be in a lot of debates with people about Gates, I don't know if you really went back and listened to his catalog. You know what I'm saying? I got put on the Gates at, like, I think it was like 2013, 2014. You know what I'm saying? My wife's cousin put me on. He was just like, yo, you listen to Kevin Gates? I've never heard of him. I was like, nah. He was like, yo, check this joint out. This joint fire. I listened to it. And, you know, when I get recommended something or if I find an artist that I like, I always go back. So whatever he was, I think it was the By Any Means at the time. I think it was the By Any Means mixtape at the time. So I listened to that. I'm like, yo, dude, different. This kind of tough. And then I went back to the catalog. And then I just been following the music ever since. And, you know, I know he do a lot of online, you know, antics, and he always be, you know, he used to be getting into some shit. But, yo, we talking about the music, Sunfire, and I'll put his catalog against anybody. You know what I'm saying? Eminem. Come on, man. Eminem is one of my favorites of all time. A lot of people like to discredit, pull the white card, the race card, and all that, man. Yo, man, regardless on what color he is, the nigga, he's nice. Fuck what color he is. Listen to what he's saying and then listen to what somebody else is saying. He's saying better shit than what they're saying. That's as basic as I could put it. You understand what I'm saying? Because people be like, yo, but if he wasn't white, nigga, he still said what he said. Him being white didn't make him write down the shit that he's saying right now. So I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Of course, he's white. He's got a big fan base. That's the obvious. We talking skill. We talking music. And boy is alien brain. You know what I'm saying? We cannot deny that. And if we can't, we just can't deny that. Alien brain. Benny the Butcher. Fire. Benny, man. Benny talks. And Benny talks so crazy. You know what I'm saying? Benny talks so crazy. And I'm glad that they popped out when they popped out, because I feel like they popped out in a time that it was needed. You know what I'm saying? They style of music and what they do and what they contribute was needed. You know, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, man. I understand things change and things evolve, but I really hate the fact that New York got away from New York. You know what I'm saying? Because other regions, like, they didn't really get away from their sound. You know what I'm saying? I almost feel like we the only ones that really left our sound, you know? like, for the most part, people represent and they are still doing what their region or their area is known to do. We kind of stepped away from our sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, New York, man. Like, regardless of what, man, you could say what you want about that boom bap era, but that's New York, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, listen, man, I'm an 80s baby. That drill scene and all that, that ain't my thing. I don't like it. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you, the youngins, get your money, but that ain't me. I'm not with it. I'm an 80s baby. Like, I'm just, that shit don't move me. You know what I mean? But Benny's nice. He's a talker. He's cut from that cloth. You know what I'm saying? Jada Kiss. You know, Jada Kiss is Jada Kiss, man. He's another one. He's a talker. He's cut from that cloth. There's not too many whack Kiss verses out there. You know what I'm saying? Legendary artist, legendary verses. You know, he gets busy. He's from a group. You know, all of them get busy. You know what I'm saying? They do their thing. And you know, Kiss is Kiss, man. A lot of people got Jada Kiss on their list. You know what I'm saying? Beanie Sigel. The Broad Street Bully. Beanie was a monster. Beanie was a monster. We cannot deny that. And he's still a monster. You know what I'm saying? You know, you go search up Beanie Freestyles and just hit that YouTube rabbit hole, man. You'll get so much shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just ridiculous. Oh, man, Notorious B.I.G. Come on, man. Another one of my favorites, man. To this day, people can't fuck with some of the shit that Big was saying. To this day, he's saying better shit than niggas. You understand what I'm saying? Big was different. Different. Super, super different. It's no denying his penmanship, man. Like I said, to this day, motherfuckers is not out rapping shit that he did. You know what I'm saying? Over 20 some years ago. Tupac. Legend. Legend. You know what I'm saying? Tupac had a message. Word. Tupac had a message. And you know, like I said, I don't look to Tupac for the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I don't look to him for the punchlines and the heavy bars. I look for him to the message. Saying, and I look to him to get his point across about whatever it is he's talking about, whether it's something negative or something positive or whatever the case. I look to him to get exactly what he's trying to get across. He's gonna get that across. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar. Oh man, yo, when I went and got Good Kid, Mad City, I just kept that shit on repeat, man. Kendrick Lamar, another alien brain. He's just different, man. You know what I'm saying? He's different, yo. Word. He's different. And he really... I like that, like, he really, like, takes his time with his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't be rushing out to just drop a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna drop, he gonna go, do what he do, then he gonna come back, drop, go, do what he do, come back, drop. You know what I'm saying? I had just watched that concert special joint he got on Amazon, which is fire. If you haven't seen it, go check that joint out. The Lil Baby documentary on there is fire too. But yeah, man, we got Kendrick Lamar. Then we gonna go to Drake. Rapping only, though. Rapping only. I don't listen to Drake with the singing and shit like that. Like, that ain't my thing. You know what I'm saying? That ain't my thing. When he rapping, I could get with it. You know what I'm saying? When he rapping, I could get with it. And, yo, Drake, we need an all-rap album. You know what I'm saying? Stop hiding behind the fact that my fan base too big. My nigga, your fan base ain't going nowhere, my nigga. Let's knock it off. You know what I mean? Like, let's knock it off. Your fan base ain't going nowhere. Drop the rap album, my man. Like, for real. Then we got my man Sev, 730LI, a.k.a. Sev. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my bros, man. You know, I support people I know as well. You know what I'm saying? So we got the Ben had respect shit. Super dope artist, you know, Long Island. If you want to check some of his music out, go check it out. See what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of these other niggas, man. Like, I ain't going to sit here naming a bunch of niggas, and I ain't going to have niggas on here that I fuck with. You know what I mean? So we got my man Sev on the joint. Then we got my man Bop on the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I support niggas. You understand? A lot of people feel like they too cool to support people they know. You know what I'm saying? My only requirement in whatever it is you're doing is not to be whack. If you ain't whack, nigga, I'm supporting. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't supporting no whack shit, whether I know you or if I don't know you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's my only requirement. So I got my man Bop on here. You know what I'm saying? My man Bop, he get busy. He from the town. You know what I'm saying? My man Sav from the town. We grew up together. You know what I mean? Got my guys on here. Fred the Godson. Man, yo. Fred was a different type of animal. Fred the Godson was a different type of animal. Serious. He was serious. Punchlines, metaphors. Like, he rap. You understand what I'm saying? He rap. So if you're not familiar with Fred the Godson, do yourself a favor. Pause the podcast again. Go listen to some Fred the Godson. You understand? Because people don't even be doing the metaphors and shit like that real too heavy like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a picture. There's one joint. There's a video on YouTube with Fred the Godson. He was in the studio with Busta Rhymes, and he had said a line. He was like, "Yo, I'm so far ahead of my time." He said, I'm so ahead of my time, I'm babysitting my mom," or some shit like that. Fire. Busta Rhymes just looked like a deer caught in headlights. Like, what? Fred the Godson was wild. You know what I'm saying? Young Buck, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Young Buck, man, go back and listen to them G-Unit joints. Go listen to Straight Outta Cashville. Buck be talking. You know what I'm saying? And even now in some of his later projects, Buck be talking, man. Buck is one of the nicest niggas in the South. He's probably top five down South rappers, in my opinion. Like, Buck is nice. So we're going to get Buck on there. The Game, I like The Game. You know what I'm saying? I like The Game. I like The Game. The Game got some classic albums. You know what I'm saying? He could rap his ass off. You know what I'm saying? Good storyteller, things like that. So we got to throw The Game on there. West Coast, you know, and it was crazy because when he came out, he sounded like somebody straight from the East Coast. The way he rapped, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure his tone and maybe his slang and shit, or how he said his words. But flow-wise and content-wise, he kind of sounded like an East Coast nigga. You know what I'm saying? Meek Mill. I've been listening to Meek Mill since like 04. You know, y'all got a lot of people, you know, the mainstream got on with the house party shit. And then he came at Dreams and Nightmares and all that. Once he started buzzing and got with Ross. But, you know what, I've been listening to him since 2005, like 2004, you know what I'm saying? And I was just in a YouTube wormhole. Like, I don't know, for some reason I seen this video, it said Reed Dollars, and I like battles and shit, so it was like Reed Dollars versus somebody, and I watched that shit. And salute to Reed, cause Reed Dollars was nice as shit. And if y'all not familiar, man, just do your homework, man. Go down the Philly YouTube raps. Go down that wormhole, man. You'll see Reed and Joey Jahad and Kaboom and NH and Bricks and Pook Papers and all them battling, dissing each other all crazy. Like, it was crazy around those times. But yeah, so I came across Meek, and you know, my wife would tell you, I remember I was watching the video, I was like, yo, you know what, I think song gonna blow. And this was in like 04 I said this because I just got an ear. You know what I mean? So Cannabis. Man, Cannabis, ambushing MCs, jumping out the trees like Vietnamese, infantries covered with leaves, interrogating you whack MCs like MIBs with dark glasses, asking you to tell me exactly where the alien craft landed, but flashing bright lights in your eyes with a silver camera, so when you revive, you can't recall or understand this. That's how the cannabis keeps tabs on the planet. Come on, man. Cannabis used to what? Cannabis, man. Listen, man, do your homework. Do your homework. Now, do your homework. That's all I'm going to say. Do your homework on early cannabis. We talking early cannabis, all right? We talking early prime cannabis. I don't know. Prime cannabis is different. You know what I'm saying? For real. Prime cannabis was fucking different. Shaheen the Rugged Child, man. One of my favorite rappers as a kid. Shaheen was that guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga was like 13, I think. 12, 13 when he dropped his first album. I mean, a.k.a. Rugged Child. Then he came back with The Lost Generation. Do your homework on Shaheen. Go check them albums out. From Staten Island. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang affiliate. Shaheen was fire. You know what I'm saying? And it was ill because he was like the first like hood nigga that popped up on the TV shows and movies and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's inspirational to the niggas. Like, for real. So then we go from Shaheen, we go to A+. You know what I'm saying? Another L.I. artist, Hempstead. Salute, A+. You know what I'm saying? Salute. You know, A+ is A+. He got the Hempstead High joint. You know what I'm saying? I like A+, man. He got some shit. I like the joint. Damn, man. The A+ joint with Cannabis, Lost Boys, and that. My crew. Long Island, my crew. Hempstead, my crew. Salute to A+, man. Criss Cross. Now, I put Criss Cross in there as a group. I know there's two of them, but Criss Cross is one of my favorites, man. I never make a rap, music, any type of list without naming Criss Cross. Fuck is y'all niggas talking about? Criss Cross, nigga. I fuck with Criss Cross. Criss Cross was them niggas. You know what I'm saying? You bugging out if you don't think so. You bugging. Criss Cross was them niggas. Juvenile. Come on, man. 400 Degrees. Come on. Juvenile was a talker. You know what I'm saying? Juvenile was a talker. Joe Budden. Come on. Joe Budden's pen is different. Joe Budden's pen is different. And I be getting tight when people be like just trying to subject him to a podcaster. Like, oh, he's a failed rapper. He's a this, he's a that. Man, that nigga's one of the best rappers ever, nigga. Like, we can't take away from what he can do talent-wise and skill-wise. He's a super dope rapper. Mos Def. Come on, man. What? Come on. Mos Def is Mos Def. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even got to talk on it. Some niggas, you just ain't even got to say much. Redman. Come on. Redman, Method Man. Method Man, Redman. You know what I'm saying? They together, they fire. Solo, they fire. You know what I mean? Redman got classic albums. Redman been doing it since the early 90s. Redman still doing it. Super nice. Pusha T. Pusha Talks. You know what I'm saying? Pusha got that. It's something with Push, man. It's something about how he put them words together and how he articulate that shit. He be getting his shit off. Like, Pusha be in his bag. Fab. You know, Fab is another legendary MC. Been around since the 90s. And he's still around, still doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to take your hat off. You got to give it up to niggas that's still around. You got to give it up to niggas that still can get out there and tie their sneaks up. You know what I'm saying? Scarface. The voice. The storytelling. The aggression. The pain. The passion. Like, fire. You know what I'm saying? They told a different story, you know, based upon where they was from. So we got those Scarface in there. Mace. Come on, man. Mace. Harlem World. Better go listen to Harlem World again. You know what I'm saying? And pretty much Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like Mace said, after Big, that was Mace pen. You understand? So, yeah. And go listen to Harlem World. From track one to the last joint, he's talking. Mace is a talker. Chubb Rock. Come on, man. 1990, Chubb Rock jumps up on the scene with the lean and the hardcore. Man, come on, man. Classic. Classic songs. He got a couple classic albums. Chubb is one of my favorites. I actually spent time around Chubb, man. You know what I'm saying? Chubb was once married to my aunt. my mom's sister. You know what I'm saying? So we used to go to Chubb house, chill with Chubb, been to the crib, East Hampton, been to the condo in Brooklyn, like, just on some regular shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, he was family. So Chubb is on the list. You know, you hear that, treat him right, you already know what it is. Nip Hustle, come on, man. One of the best out the West. Nip, I like Nip, man. And Nip ain't drop unless Nip has something to say. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas just be making music just to be making music, man. Nip always put the message in the candy. You know what I'm saying? He always put the message in the candy. Stove God Cooks. This is a recent ad. You know what I'm saying? But I like Stove God. Stove God be talking, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're not familiar with Stove God Cooks, go check his catalog out and then double back. Lil Wayne. Come on, Wayne is Wayne. Ain't too much we gotta say about Wayne. You know, he's the epitome of longevity. You know what I'm saying? He started this shit as a kid. Now he's a grown ass man. And, you know, he's still rapping his ass off. So salute to Wayne. Cameron. Come on, man. Confessions of a Fire. SDE. Come Home With Me. What we talking about? Another artist from the 90s that's still around, reinventing themselves, getting busy, shaking and moving. You know what I'm saying? So we got to give it up to Cameron. After Cameron, like I said, got my man Rain 910. Salute to Rain 910. Salute to Rain 910. You know what I'm saying? Like, came on my platform, chopped it up with me. Not only can he rap his ass off, he can make ill beats. So after Rain, we're going to go J. Cole. What can I say? Cole is another self-explanatory, understand it. You know what I'm saying? I say J. Cole, you get it exactly. You know what I'm saying? 38 Special. Come on, man. It's 38 Special. Got the punches, the voice, the way he articulate his shit. Fire. You know what I'm saying? 38 is one of them niggas. Tretch. Come on, man. Naughty by Nature. Tretch, the flows, the style, the swag. Come on, man. It was all there. Tretch is that nigga. Sonny Chiba from Camp Low. This is it. Why? Lugini falling from the sky. Can't quit. What? Come on, man. Sonny Chiba. You better go do your homework. You better go listen to Sonny Chiba, man. And Warren G. It was a clear black night. A clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume. Come on, man. Warren G, he just an ill, smooth, laid back type nigga. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that pretty much sums up my top 50 favorite rappers. You know, like I said, man, I could switch it out. You know, I could switch a couple out. I can, you know, rearrange it and do some things. But, you know, I just kind of want to give y'all a general oversight of, you know, my top 50 favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, niggas that I know people personally that rap, and, you know, I consider y'all my favorites too. I mean, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple people that I could have put out. I mean, it's a couple artists that I was thinking about putting on there. Oh, yeah, Andre 3000, he got to go on there. Andre 3000, I'm wildin'. I forgot to fucking put him on there, yo. So, yeah, he definitely got to go on there, Andre 3000. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know, like I said, man, if I sit and, like, just sit with this joint even longer, I'll make it even more, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll even probably even add more niggas from my hood up that joint. But I'm trying to give y'all, mix it in, you know what I mean? But this is it, man. Lucini falling from the sky, can't quit, what? Nah, but yeah, man, I'm about to get up out of here, man. I'm tired of shit. But I had to get the episode out. Top 50 favorite rappers. Yo, listen, before I go, do me a favor, please. Spread the word about the podcast, man. Just tell somebody to tell somebody, yo, Retro Rick podcast, shit fire. Just put people onto the podcast. You know, I ask y'all this every episode. Hold me down, man. You dig? I'm out of here.